Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Mike Calvin Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Who is this, Calvin?
This is a little Johnny Thunder. Johnny Thunder was the character in Dreamgirls that Eddie Murphy played.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. We are live on 102.5 The Bone. It is a Wednesday. If you missed it, Calvin had a brand new open letter. We'll do the replay tomorrow. And we are going to debut a new game for you folks here today. Boy, I'm going through my Facebook memories of the day. Spanish Today is, I have to see how many years. Hold on.
Oh.
Wow. How long have you been on the show?
I would have said a decade. I will say a decade.
10 years ago today, the tiny Spanish, the intern, took on Josue Gomez, the intern, who is... It might be his head they found in St. Pete, because no one... No, for 10 years, we've been trying to find Gomez for a reunion, and we can't get a hold of him. Today is the actual anniversary of the day that you guys had the Roman candle fight.
Oh, man.
Oh,
which was in Best Of this weekend.
Yes, that was great.
Oh, God, that was so much fun.
And Galvin almost set somebody on fire.
I did, yeah. I got to tell you, I was very nervous with shooting those Roman candles because I didn't want to explode in my hand.
Yeah.
And then I lit it, and I was like, oh, no, and I turned away, and I shot, and the guy was standing right next to us.
And you hit him right in the shirt, and his shirt burned a little hole in it.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Well, that was 10 years ago. Now, where do you think Gomez is? Oh, yeah, Joe's got it right there on Bone TV. What do you think happened to Gomez so that... We will never be able to see him again.
Maybe move out of the state or out of the country.
You guys traumatized him, so he's in hiding.
I don't know. I don't think we didn't treat Gomez nearly as bad as we treated Spanish.
That's true, yeah.
Right?
I remember he got fired. His dad had to fire him.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Well, I remember John Brennan was like, I'm going to give him another chance. I go, I mean, you're going to fire him. You know that there's no way he's moving up in the ladder. The only way this guy's leaving is when you fire him, which will be next week after you give him a second chance. And then, of course, they wound up having to fire him because you're fired from a free job.
That was my, you know what it was, is that I felt so bad that Spanish worked so hard.
Yeah.
And Gomez didn't, and they both basically had the same job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
man,
I was trying to be fair to you from the very beginning, Spanish.
I appreciate it. And, you know, I was listening to some of that stuff in Best Of, obviously. And I could totally tell that you guys liked me way more than you liked him since the very beginning.
I didn't like either one of you, to be fair.
Oh, dude.
I hated Gomez.
Yeah, I know you hated Gomez.
Why did you hate Gomez, Joe?
Because he would never do anything. He'd just walk in there. I tell him to go fix a camera. He goes in there and stands around until Galvin gets mad at him, and then everybody's talking to him.
Yeah, he really didn't do it.
Something else.
The best was being in the car with you, Mike, when you decided that was Gomez's last day.
Did I?
Oh, yeah, because I forget. I think he was running the board for X-Pac, who was doing that show on Cowhead TV at the time, and he ended up putting somebody live on the air, and you were like, nope, that's it. Game over. You fire him.
I don't remember that at all.
It was awesome. It was a good moment for me. I'll never forget it.
Wow.
I had his phone number for a while, and I tried to call him, and he would never answer or return my calls, but I left him a few messages before he changed his number.
He must hate you.
Mm-hmm. He definitely hates me, yeah.
Look at you now.
I know.
He looks at it every day and goes, that could have been me.
Mm-hmm. That definitely could have
been
him.
I was better than him. That's what he says.
Yeah. Mew, mew, mew.
Oh, Kanye 20.
Oh, I remember that. I forgot about that. All right, Galvin, are we ready to play this game?
We are ready. We even have a little music for you. Oh, it's a remix.
I like that.
All right, so here's how it's going to work. I am going to read a quote. And it's going to be from one of the people that are running for president, either current President Donald Trump former Vice President Joe Biden or possible future president Yeezy, Kanye West.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. So how do we want to work this? Because I'm going to read the quote, and then you guys going to go in round and answer, or who's going to answer?
We can do it just like we do with whose tweet is it anyway. We all write it down, and then you ask us.
Okay.
I like that. I like that.
Carmen figured it out, everybody.
Genius.
Crack that code.
Genius.
That's why Carmen became an employee faster than Spanish.
Yeah, for real.
That and, you know, the other stuff.
You're welcome.
Not me, John Brennan.
Hell yeah.
Your boss.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right, and then we will go first 1, 2, 3. We'll win for the people on the phone line there.
All right.
Same
good.
Way.
Yeah. Do we have people on the phone line? Yeah, we do. 727-579-1025. But the 800 lines are wide open. 800-771-1025.
All right. Here we go. First quote. Tell me whether this is Kanye, Trump, or Biden. I feel like I'm too busy writing history to read it. I feel like I'm too busy writing history to read it.
Locked in.
You're locked done. In? Done, done?
Done.
Done? All right. Mike, I'll start with you since you locked in first. Whose quote is that?
Making America Great Again. That is Donald J. Trump.
You say that's Donald Trump. What about you, Spanish?
I went with Yeezy.
You say that's Kanye. Carmen?
Yeezy.
Kanye. All right. And Gio?
Kanye.
Ooh, everybody says Kanye except for Mike, and everybody is... Oh, that's not in there anymore? Oh, hold on. Here, I got it. I even got this.
Bing, 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 bing.
Trump saying correct. That is Kanye.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah, so Gio, Carmen, and Spanish all get a point on that one.
Basically another game I'm not good at.
All right, here we go. Next quote. Tell me who this is. I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke.
Done.
I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke. Mike and Gio are done. Spanish,
done.
Carmen? Spanish?
Done.
Okay, Carmen, I'm going to start with you. Who said that? Whose quote is that?
I remember reading this, but it wasn't from that person, so that's how I know they steal tweets. That was Donald Trump.
You say that's Donald Trump. All right, mm-hmm. Spanish, what about you?
I went with Donald Trump also as well.
Gio?
Very judgmental. I think that's Donald Trump.
And Mike?
I know for a fact that is Donald J. Trump.
Bing, 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 bing.
That is Donald J. Trump, our president, who said, I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke.
This is what you're going to miss, people. When he's not in office, this is what you're going to miss.
All right, so Mike has 1, Gio has 2, Carmen has 2, Spanish has 2. Possible FTW for those guys. Here we go with your next quote. To be blunt, people would vote for me. They just would. Why? Maybe because I'm so good looking.
Oh, man.
Whose quote is that? To be blunt, people would vote for me. They just would. Why? Maybe because I'm so good looking.
Done.
Done.
Gio, Spanish, locked
done.
In.
Carmen
done.
Locked in. All right. Gio, I will start with you. Possible FTW. Whose quote is that?
I believe that is a pre-campaign, pre-election Donald Trump tweet.
You say that's Trump. Mike?
I also agree. Pre-election Donald Trump.
Carmen?
I agree. Pre-election Donald Trump.
And Spanish.
That is Joe Biden.
You say that's Joe Biden. Carmen, Mike, Gio.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah. You're all correct, which means Carmen and Gio win that round.
Well, I was getting there. I was
getting there.
I'm getting there. All right, can we play again?
Absolutely.
All right, Carl, what line do you guys want to play for?
4.
4. Oh. 5.
1 winner.
No, we have enough. Okay, Joe's gonna, he'll put him on hold and we'll figure it out. All right, here we go with your next tweet, okay? Or I'm sorry, your next quote. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women are created by the thing.
Done.
One more time.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women are created by the thing.
Done.
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 Carmen, I'll start with you. Whose quote is that? God, I keep on saying tweet.
I think that is Donald Trump. I think he was doing a conference and that he just wandered off.
All right. Spanish?
I said that is a Kanye West quote.
Okay. Mike Kelta?
VPJB. That is Vice President Joe Biden.
And Gio.
That is Biden.
Mike and Gio, pay attention.
Bing, 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 bing.
God, it's in the like campaign ads. Him saying that. Come on, Mike and Gio both get a point. That was, of course, Vice President Joe Biden. All right, let me go with next one. Mm-hmm. All right, this next one. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And although she's, wait, your mom's still alive?
What?
His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And although she's, wait, your mom's still alive?
Oh, man.
Done.
Done.
Whose quote is that?
Done.
All right. Carmen, you done?
Done.
Spanish, I'm going to start with you. Who said that quote?
That is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Gio.
I'm going to say that's Biden.
You say Biden. Mike Kelta.
Yeah, I too am going to say that's Biden.
And Carmen.
I went with Donald Trump.
Once again, Mike and Gio.
Bing, 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 bing.
Get the point. Yeah, that's very confused. Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe.
Oh, wait, your mom's still alive? Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. The next one. The number one job facing the middle class, and it happens to be a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S. I'd like to point out, that's four letters. The number one job facing the middle class, and it happens to be a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S.
Done.
Done.
All right.
Done.
Spanish? Who said that?
That is a Joe Biden tweet.
Joe Biden. Carmen.
You're not going three in a row. You got to throw Trump in there at some time.
You say Trump? Okay. Yes. Mike Kelta?
FTW. VPJB.
You say that's
Damn
Joe Biden.
It.
And Gio, possible FTW as well.
That is Joe Biden.
Once again, Mike and Gio and Spanish.
Bing, 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 bing.
All nice. Get a point.
Very good.
Mike and Gio win that good. Round.
I got a clean sweep. That's six in a row.
Yeah, not too
yeah. Shabby. I'm coming around a little bit.
I do have another enough to do some more.
All right, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Load up the phone lines. We'll do, since this is the debut, we'll do one more round before
okay.
we wrap it up.
All right. Your next one. Let me see. Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest and you all know it. Please don't feel
Done.
So stupid Done. Or insecure. It's not your fault.
Done.
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 All right. Carmen, whose quote is that?
I went with Yeezy.
You say that's Yeezy. Mike Kelta.
That is President Donald J. Trump.
You say that's Trump. Gio?
I said Kanye.
You say Kanye. And Spanish?
I also said Kanye.
Three for Kanye, one for Trump.
Bing, 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 bing.
Mike Kelta gets the point.
Yeah, right.
That was Trump.
Broke my streak.
Okay. Next one. One of my biggest Achilles heels has been my ego. And if I can remove my ego, I think there's hope for everyone.
Done.
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 Gio, whose quote is that?
Biden.
You say that's Biden. Carmen?
I think that's a Yeezy.
You say Yeezy? Spanish?
I went with Biden.
You went with Biden as well?
Papa
and
Joe.
Mike Kelta.
I could you read it again? I already have my answer, but I want to read it again. I wanted to understand where you would think this might be Biden. I say this is Yeezy, but go ahead.
One of my biggest Achilles heels has been my ego. And if I can remove my ego, I think there's hope for everyone.
I can't imagine that's Joe Biden, but I'm staying with Kanye West.
You say that's
my
Kanye?
My thought process was that Kanye and Trump do not want to acknowledge they have an ego, nor would they ever want to remove their ego.
No, but Kanye, he started
Kanye.
His church, his followers.
Oh, yeah, so that's right. Yeah.
He had a come into peace moment.
I forgot about that.
Carmen and Mike said Yeezy. Spanish and Gio said Biden, correct?
Yeah.
Spanish and Gio?
Bye.
Carmen and Mike get the point on that one. That was Yeezy. Okay.
I gotta tell you, that this might be my best game.
Okay, here we go. Possibly FTW for Mike on this one. Your next quote, this was said to a paraplegic. Stand up, Chuck. Let him see ya.
What?
Done.
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 All right, Carmen, who said that?
I have to imagine that is Trump.
You say that's Trump. Gio, who is that?
That's Biden.
You say that's Biden. Spanish?
That's Trump all day.
You say that's Trump. And Mike Helta, possible FTW. Who is that?
For the win, that is Joe Biden.
You say that's Biden.
Yep.
Bing, 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 bing.
Mike Helta wins the game.
Yeah.
That is Joe Biden talking to
on.
A man who cannot stand up.
Oh, wow.
Stand up, Chuck. Let him see you.
Oh, man.
Very nice.
I will win for line four, Katie.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Did you guys pick that? Is that the same one? I don't know.
Oh,
I'll take line four if it's available.
Well, let's see. So Gio and Carmen won the first one. They said line four, both of them. But
yes.
Somebody needs to pick a different one.
I'll pick a different one if I have to.
Yeah, you can.
I'll take line one, Brian.
Okay. And you're taking another one because you won the other game as well. Ooh. Mike.
I'll take line six. That is Ryan.
Okay. And then Gio, do you want to pick a different line than line four?
Line three.
Line three, which is Joe.
Man,
okay.
Danced all around Crazy Patty.
Very nice, everybody.
Yeah.
That's how we play. Trump, Biden, or Yeezy?
I have to tell you, I enjoy watching Charlie Belcher in the morning while we do the show. Because I'm in a different position where I can actually stare at the TV.
Right.
And Charlie is off this week. And the lovely Jen Epstein has been out here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this has been beautiful. She is... Remember we had Jen Epstein on the show?
Yeah.
The very first time we ever had her on the show was when we were at the World Series, when the Rays were in the World Series, and we did our afternoon broadcast from Ferg's, and Charlie brought Jen by, and we put her on the air, and she clammed up and wouldn't talk, and I was like, man, now is she grown into a superstar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now that I get to see more TV in the morning, we have a lot of beautiful women that work in TV here in the Tampa Bay area. We're very fortunate. Yeah, a couple of handsome guys, too. You know what I'm saying?
Not so much in radio.
Looking at you, Walter Allen. What's that?
Not so much in radio. For the women.
Who would we say is the hottest chick in radio now?
Hottest chick?
In Tampa.
In radio in Tampa.
Like, we lost some good ones at the station. We lost Brittany. We lost Kayla. I mean, obviously, we have Carmen. We have Danielle. But in Tampa.
Well, there used to be that girl that was on Wild, that Kenzie or whatever
Kenzie,
her name.
She's gone.
Oh, right,
yeah.
She's gone now. She's in Chicago, I think.
Yep.
Easy
stalker.
I'm trying to think. I'm from Chicago. The people let me know. trying to think of who else is around.
Right. I think that's the other thing. I don't know who. There's nobody making a big splash.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes on in QA.
Nobody at FLZ. Usually they got some hot chicks over there.
No, I mean, that one chick, the midday chick, is really pretty, but, you know, I feel like she's been around for a while now, so we're kind of, you know, we've been married to her for a while. We're bored with her now. Talking about new blood.
Wow.
New blood.
Okay, well, bye, guys.
Oh, yeah, you're way out.
You're old news.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah. Even though I mentioned Danielle right out of the gate.
Guess what, Gio?
Oh.
What did I do?
Fatty, shut up.
Wow.
Jeez.
You guys want to fight at the punch out April 2021?
Old Puss Elbow's calling you fatty over there.
Oh, Puss Elbow.
Know, right? Carmen, would you fight somebody at the punch out using just your elbows? So yeah.
Not that bad.
Yeah. I feel like we're missing somebody.
There's Meredith at Orlando.
Yeah,
show.
But she's had a baby.
Oh,
yeah,
she's all babied out now.
Oh my god,
she's got like a couple of kids.
Is there anyone like at a country station?
That's what I'm trying to think. I don't know who's at the country station anymore.
They're all older chicks.
Are they? I don't even know what's at QIK anymore.
Oh, speaking of country, can I bring something up?
Sure.
I watched. It's not really country, but they were wearing cowboy hats. I watched America's Got Talent last night. It was on, and I'm like,
"Why do you do this?"
I know I hate watching and stuff, but I'll tell you, they had this couple that had pigs and hogs that were doing tricks and stuff that like you would normally see dogs do.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive. You know, because you don't normally see. I'm not going to Vegas to see that show. There was also a couple that were young. They were teenagers, and they were from somewhere else, but they were doing a version of salsa, and it was unbelievable. I don't want to watch that, but they were there. You know, the athleticism of the and the dancing that they were doing was unbelievable.
Right.
You know, then they had these two guys, one who was former, both former law enforcement, and they were wearing cowboy hats and stuff, and they were out there, and they said this was the first time they were performing together in front of an audience, and they did One of Dead or Alive. And they were okay. I mean, yeah. Wasn't it? And they put them through four yeses. They put them through. I go, have these people never been to a bar anywhere in America?
How do they get up to that round is what I want
I don't
know.
Know. But it's also, it's like if you have a story, they put you through. Yeah. There was a guy who was incarcerated, wrongly incarcerated for like 30 years or something. And he was an okay singer, but they put him through, and I'm never going to be able to hear that song in the same way. Oh, my God. The guy was pitchy, and he was, like, he was cracking on stuff. But he was in jail for 30 years, so they put him through. It's ridiculous.
You know, nothing was better than the other day when you played the Howie Mandel poetry.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, I can't.
But it's like so mediocre. You've never been to a local bar where two guys were playing acoustic and did One of Dare Alive, because I've seen those exact guys 50 different times.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Crushing it. Probably better than what those guys were on TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ugh.
I don't know. That's I can't watch any of those shows anymore.
I hate watch it. I don't know why I have it on. I don't know why I do it to myself. My blood boils, and then I have to go to bed, and I'm punching my pillow, and I'm like, ah, stupid jerk.
There's not. I don't know that there's any shows outside of 90 Day Fiancé that I tune into.
Specifically, tune into Jeopardy for sure.
Well, I mean, I'm not really home anymore for Jeopardy. Like, I don't really pay. But there's no. There's no show that I'm like, oh, it's Monday, you know, or oh, I got to see what happened last night so I can watch
well,
it tonight.
Well, like the shows that I catch normally, like Sunday, the HBO stuff. By the way, that new Perry Mason show that's on HBO,
yeah.
I think it's like three episodes in. It's really good.
My wife has been watching, or she binge-watched the whole season of that, what's the new like, Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, yeah? I watched the first episode, and it really didn't grab me.
So she watched it, and she binge-watched the whole thing. And then I was driving, and a guy on the radio, like on satellite or something, was like, man, I'm obsessed with the new Unsolved Mysteries, blah, blah, blah. It was great. So last night, she's like, there's one that I didn't watch. Do you want to watch it? I was like, yeah, everybody, you love it. That guy loved it. 15 minutes in, I was like, this is awful.
And you know what my big takeaway from it is that I don't like? Unsolved.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
Yeah,
it's
wrap
very
it up.
Frustrating.
Wrap it up.
Did you see the one with the French family?
No, I watched the one about aliens because I thought that would be the one that got me most excited. And halfway through, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is so dumb.
So I watched one where I'm convinced it was like a demonic possession because this French guy murdered his whole family and then disappeared into like the woods. And they still haven't found him, obviously, because it's still unsolved.
But now, you're saying demonic possession and so, not just crazy?
Yeah. Okay, so listen, but this is why I thought it was demonic possession. So the wife uses a sleep apnea machine. And I guess it has the time on it, and the timer stopped at 3 a.m. at night, which is the witching hour if you're religious at all. Okay, so but listen. So she had three kids and the wife. They were all murdered while they slept, and the way he did it is he took a .22 caliber rifle and shot them in the head, each one of them, and then left the scene. So when the police arrived, there was no blood anywhere in the entire house to be found, but the bodies were all still there decomposing. Now, how do you explain that?
What? I don't understand. He shot him.
So he shot him and killed him, but there was no blood, like, in the bed, on them. When police arrived, they said there was no blood whatsoever anywhere. Right?
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, I think I'm missing something. So you shoot somebody, you assume they're going to bleed.
Yeah, you're right. And it
so
was
you're saying that they shot them, and there was no blood.
But they all died, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, I don't know everything about it, but it's a small caliber gun. The bullet goes in, doesn't come out.
Rattles around on the inside.
Right, and if they're sitting or laying down, whatever, and don't move, then the blood's not going to come out because they're not turning where the blood would leak. It's not like if you get shot, blood boils out of your body.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Or demons.
Yeah, well, yeah, or demons.
Oh, he got you so good.
Because that was the forensic woman with that, you know, I don't know how they do it over there in France, but she was saying that this is the first time she's ever seen any gunshots where there was no blood anywhere left at the scene at all. So I was like, oh, it's got to be demons. It's got to be demons.
No blood. No blood.
Yeah, or the guy cleaned up. You know?
Where they put like a cup on the other side, that way
the old cup went method.
Into the cup. It all went into the cup.
The menstrual cup.
It's a really strong cup, like a metal cup or something. I don't know what they're called. By the way,
Spanish. I just figured it out. So he shot him in a different location. Ooh, let them bleed out, and then cleaned them up, and then laid them in the beds.
Thank you for making me. Yeah, thank
Not
you.
Not demons.
They should just call you with these unsolved murders, man.
Solved it.
Yeah.
You guys have solved it. And now it's Galvin's Netflix show, Solved Murders.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Mothman Prophecies?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's an unsolved mystery. That's a crazy one.
Okay, so can you explain that to me? Because I saw that when I was younger, and I don't think I fully understand.
There was Richard Gere, and he had a gerbil.
Yeah, right?
No, I can't explain it because I haven't seen it in a while either. It was just, but I know that was a true story, and people would draw this Mothman-type creature, and they all drew the same type of thing. But in the movie, they made it really scary because in the movie, that Mothman was haunting Richard Gere.
Yeah, right.
It kept calling him, and he unplugged the phone, and the phone would still ring.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
No, I don't like that at all.
Based on a true story?
Yeah, but I don't know how much of the truth was really, you know, how much of it was based on actual truth.
Yeah,
There was the Mothman Prophecies was about this attacks in this area where they had all drew this kind of, they called it the Mothman, but this kind of like monster looking thing.
Yeah.
And they all drew the different things. But in the movie, it's a reporter that goes to investigate it, and you know.
So in the movie, you're right. He is a reporter going to investigate, and he concludes that they're visions of disaster instead of it being like a guy attacking.
Right.
So, but that's terrifying if people are all drawing the same thing.
Yeah, just like that guy that everybody dreams about.
Yes.
Mm. My son has a weird fear of empty rooms. Does anybody ever relate to that?
No.
So he'll show me like a real sterile looking empty room, like a picture of it or something. He'll be like, isn't this creepy? And I go, no, it's just an empty room. He's like, yeah, but there's nothing in it. And it's crazy. Like, and if you look at, he'll show me a couple of different types of pictures, and they're always very sterile, very empty, very plain. And for some reason, that freaks him out.
Hmm.
And I guess that's the thing among kids is like Instagrams of like freaky room Instagrams, and they're all just like kind of empty.
That's called kenophobia.
Kenophobia?
Really? Mm-hmm.
And something for that, maybe it's because if you ever look at like a psych ward or someone who's in a mental with a straitjacket, their rooms are always empty and white and very clean. So it could be something like associated to that.
This says kenophobia is the fear of empty spaces, empty rooms, or voids. The word kenophobia is derived from Greek kenos, meaning blank, and phobos, meaning deep fear or aversion. It's afraid of empty rooms and empty stretches of landscapes.
The scariest thing to me in a movie is when you have someone who is a crazy person talking and ranting and raving, or a yeller, a screamer, and then they stop and look at you and talk normal.
Oh, yeah.
That first time that ever scared me was Flatliners, when there was an old lady down an alley. And she was in a dumpster, and she was picking stuff out of the dumpster, but she was, like, talking to herself. Man. And then Kiefer Sutherland walked by, and she stopped, and she goes, isn't that right, Michael? Right?
Ooh.
I was like, ah! Yeah.
There is like a book by Dean Koontz called Dragon Tears that I read when I was younger, and it was really cool. There was this guy, TikTok, who could stop time and do stuff, and this guy was going after him. Well, he went running down an alleyway, and he thought, okay, finally got him, whatever, and the guy just turns. And turns into a pile of rats and runs away. I was like, oh, man.
How do they put that in a book to be scary?
It's written very well. A lot of times books, I think, are a lot more scary because you use your own imagination. And if they're descriptive and if they're good writers, I mean, it really comes across. And you're like, oh, man.
Terrifying.
That's spooky.
Yeah.
Calvin, do you know who the comedian Greg Warren is?
Yes, I do.
Have we had him on the show?
I think so. Yes, I think we did. Because he's funny doing stand-up, and he was okay in here. And I think he talked about he was like an accountant or something before getting into stand-up.
Yeah, he worked for Procter & Gamble.
Yeah, yeah. So, and he was decent, but he's a funny comedian and kind of a weird guy. But he was a decent guest, yeah.
He was on the podcast last night, and Bobby Kelly tells me, hey, we got comedian Greg Warren on. He's got a new special out. Here's his information. And I said, okay, cool. And I went and looked at it. And then we get on and we introduce him. And then Bobby goes to Greg, have we ever met each other? And he's like, yeah, a few times. He's like, but like over the years, we've ran into each other. He goes, no, we were just together at Joe List's wedding last year. And I was like, wow, what a dick. You guys just told you met you multiple times. You don't remember. And the guy, and then Greg Warren goes, I was in the studio with you. And I went, oh.
Yep.
I did not remember at all. I remembered his face,
yeah,
but I didn't know if I had just seen him somewhere or if he was on the show, and I thought, that can't be possible.
Yeah, because I think he was opening for Amy Schumer for a while.
I don't know. He was very funny.
Yeah,
he was very funny, nice guy. He does a podcast about crossword puzzles. Him and another guy do the New York Times crossword puzzle every day. And I have to tell you, although that sounds like, who cares? Think about if you do all the people that do that New York Times crossword puzzle.
Sure. Yeah.
You get somebody to do it with and somebody to listen and make jokes about it while you're doing it. It's actually, I thought, a really good idea.
Yeah, that's a big thing if you're doing a podcast, if you have some sort of niche, you know what I mean? Like something that people would gravitate to. You know, yeah. I mean, there's a lot that are people who are just talking and, you know, it's funny and that's good, and or interviewing people. But if you have certain things, you know, like the, whatchamacallit, the Dollop, those guys, you know, where one has the history story and the other one has no idea about it. And then he kind of explains it to them and they make jokes about it the whole time. Yeah.
I listen to a podcast that is 7 days a week. It's called Star Wars 7x7.
Shut up.
It's a 7-minute podcast 7 days a week, and he just talks about Star Wars facts and things that happened and debates and stuff. I love it.
Loser.
Jeez.
Well, Galvin, what is your earliest recollection of Bert taking his shirt off?
Earliest recollection of Bert taking his shirt off?
Like, if you ask me, the Bert taking his shirt off thing only happened, like, in the last 10 years. Of him, like, on stage at the end.
He was always taking his shirt off. Like, I remember him doing it a lot. Like, I always remember thinking, he does not have the body to be taking his shirt off all the time.
But yeah, well, I found a picture of us from when we went to Dublin the first year. And it's me, you, Steve Byrne, Moose, broadcasting from the Jameson factory. And some dancing girls came by, like cloggers.
Right.
And at the end, Bert took a picture with them, and he took his shirt off. And I went, oh, could this be one of the first ones?
Yeah, could be.
The early machine photos. All right, we got to take a break. I know we're running really late now. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Those are the phone numbers to reach us if you'd like to get on the show. Crazy Patty, I didn't get to talk to you. If you want to call back later.
No, that's all right.
Galvin's dying to hear from you.
No, we talked to her.
It is the mic.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.